All right, welcome back. We're the Connor Amper Show here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. We welcome Josh's, the return of Josh's top five, which is coming up here in just a few minutes. What is Josh's top five?
We're going to do the top five things you missed this past week because we weren't doing traditional shows.
Excellent.
Wow, we get a scathing review of Arunza here on a text. Did you see this?
Yeah, I think that's Iowa JD, which, you know, consider the source.
A little bias, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Why are media people not calling out Runza as pure trash? Omaha, Nebraska should not embrace a sandwich in which you said, let's make a loaf of bread and put cabbage and ground beef in it. Pure trash, people. I happen to disagree as a somewhat, like, you know, I'm a Nebraskan, but I can be impartial. I have this ability as a person in the media, right?
Sure. You can remove your own biases.
As just a person in general. I happen to think that Runzas are fun.
I love a Runza.
And they're unique, and that makes it sort of cool.
You did a crossover with Josh and Jack where the Runza came up heavily.
Yeah.
One of them said it was overrated. Am I remembering that correctly?
I feel like, well, we were trying to discuss which of the food items that is like Nebraska, quote unquote Nebraska, that were like more controversial. And Jack gets mad because of how people talk about Valentino's, but people talk about Runza and or the Runza specifically in a way worse way than they talk about Valentino's. And that was the point. I think that ended up winning on the poll question. Anyway, let's get to our best thing that we saw in baseball. This is the best thing that we heard. And yes, best. This is from the Cleveland Guardians radio broadcast as they're visiting the Minnesota Twins. And Tom Hamilton, the longtime voice of the Guardians, has a quip about one Miguel Sano.
Miguel Sano, he's not hurt, he's just fat. Well, that's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
Okay.
Thoughts?
You're a professional broadcast. Like, don't, when I'm telling my wife, hey, what she asks, hey, why is that guy who always plays not playing? I will say, yeah, he's fat. But
okay, so
you're a professional broadcaster.
Here's the thing.
You need to dress it up a bit, man.
I thought about this some more. I don't think this is speculation. Like, I think that what Tom Hamilton is trying to tell us is that he is not in the major leagues right now because the Twins think he's fat. The Twins think he is out of shape. Now, that could have been the way to dress it up. You're right. He didn't have to say, I'm just going to be honest with you guys, he's a fatty. He didn't have to do that.
Didn't.
Do I appreciate that he did? Kind of. It's a professional athlete. He can't be missing time because he's fat. He can't be missing time because he's out of shape.
But the Twins just... What?
I'm fat. I could be fat, but I'm allowed.
The Twins last year... this is not... I'm sorry. I'm getting my teams messed up here. That was the Guardians?
It was on the Guardians broadcast.
It was
about a Twins player.
It was about a Twins player. Yeah.
Oh.
The Twins had La Tortuga on the team a year ago.
Yeah.
A gigantic man.
Well, gigantic. I mean, he's.
What's higher, his batting average or his weight?
My guess would be that he weighed probably in the 260s. I mean, he wasn't tall. He's not tall. Sano has got to be over 300. He's a huge person.
La Tortuga currently hitting 281. In 32 at-bats this year in Miami.
Yeah. I didn't play anymore. Not a hot mic. This is real life from Tom Hamilton.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that I think this is like this is legit him trying to pass along information to us that this is why he's not here. It's because he's fat.
And
I sort of appreciate it.
I mean, he's got 5 hits all year, 54 ABs. That is .093 for the batting average.
Yeah.
So his weight definitely higher than his batting average.
He's had a history of being large, for sure. He's in Fort Myers, training at their facility, rehabbing after he had, there was an injury. He had a meniscus surgery, but he's trying to work his way back from it right now. And basically what he's trying to tell us is the only reason that he's not all the way back in the major leagues is he is healthy. He's just fat. That's as brutally honest as we can be. He's down in Fort Myers trying to get in shape.
Well, sometimes, you know, with the knee injuries, those lower extremity injuries, you can't always do the cardio that you would like to do.
I just don't think this is coming from nowhere. I think, like, a rehab's a rehab, and you can come back from it. And he's working his way back from it, obviously, in a knee injury. And it feels like it might be more about him getting back into physical shape than getting back into, like, you know, back from his knee. Like cardio shape.
I don't know.
I think we should hear more of this. Thanks, Tom.
You got me thinking now. Am I pro this becoming a thing?
I don't think that we can go too far. We can't just have everybody calling everybody fat.
Yeah, not everybody. It's certain designations, for sure.
But if he knows, let's just assume, play along with me.
Okay.
Let's just assume that he has been told by somebody from the Twins that basically he's back, he's fully ready to go, except for we can't put him in the major league lineup right now because he can't run to first base without getting gassed. Are you passing that along during the broadcast?
I would certainly allude to it.
Yeah. Maybe it doesn't have to be as direct as he made it.
Miguel could be here if he wanted to be.
Right. Just working on the ill.
Mm-hmm. Miguel's rehab taking a little longer than expected.
He's fat! Tom Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best in the game, by the way. We'll come back with Josh's top 5 things that we've missed over the last week. I've missed everything, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
Next year on 1620 The Zone.